Farmer Wants a Wife kicks off this Sunday on Channel 7 at 7 p.m.
Well, Farmer Wants a Cuddle, let's put it that way. That's what the show's all about.
He wants a wife. They're
but
always
a cuddle first.
No, beg your pardon. Don't make that assumption. Thank you very much. We have our very own contestant on Farmer Wants Her Wife, and her name is Erin. She is from Gympie. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Erin.
Hello, how are you?
This is Erin from Petalhead, isn't it, down at Southside?
Yes, it's Petalhead Farm.
Wow!
He's a bit excited.
You know what? I'm a star sniffer. The fact you're on TV means I'm now a super fan. I mean, I've been a fan of yours ever since you came to town, but now I'm a super fan.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
A bit creepy, but I'm putting it out there.
Yeah, the sniffer part is the creepy part. Erin, you're matched up with Farmer Benjamin, who is from Gyra in New South Wales. And look, he's a bearded burbler. He's not what I was expecting.
Yeah, no, he has definitely got some facial hair.
Are you normally a fan of facial hair, or is it something that you would ask him to shave at a later date?
No, it doesn't really bother me. I mean, it's his face, so
good
I wouldn't
answer.
Expect him to tell me with my hair, so, but yeah, it suits him, and yeah, part of him, so I'm fine with that.
I know where Farmer Ben made his news, a year or so ago about doing that big love heart for his mum that went viral, so I'm glad to see his soft heart has made his way into the show as well, Erin.
Yes, yeah, I mean, I think you see a lot of, he kind of looks a bit like a madman in a lot of the promos,
he's
pretty out there. Which he totally is, but yeah, I think underneath it all, there's a really sensitive and thoughtful side to him as well. So I hope that comes through on the show.
Erin, woman to woman, what's it like going up against five or six other women competing for the same man? Is it a little bit gross or a little bit bitchy, for want of a better term?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty twisted concept. I'm not gonna lie, I went into the show with really no expectations and with the idea that love isn't a competition. You either click or you don't. So I tried not to get too protective or weird about, you know, anything, because it either works or it doesn't.
Because you've got to put that aside, haven't you? The fact there's probably five or six other girls, I mean, they're all going for a snog and a kiss in private moments. You've really got to take that out of the process and think, okay, we're doing this to get to something at the end. If it works, if the chemistry's there, then Ben will let you know, and you know, it'll work out. But I don't know, like Jade, I'd be a bit freaked too. I mean, all power to you for doing this sort of stuff. Yeah,
yeah, it's definitely not an easy situation. But I think if you just keep bringing it back to that, and I mean, I think we've all watched enough reality TV shows to know that they don't just kiss one girl.
No, they back on with everybody. They're like passion. Everyone that gives them a chance to pass on, I'm like, get off her. You just kiss the other one. Don't be mean.
Yeah, I've done enough. I've done enough Tinder dating to know that
is pashing someone else, is that a deal breaker? You realise he's got to do the kissing the frogs to find his princess?
Yeah, I think you've got to give it a go. You've got to see if there's a bit of chemistry there, other than kind of, I don't know, intellectually, I suppose.
Is he a good kisser?
Is very important.
Is he a good kisser?
Oh, I don't know. He's not too bad. You'll have to see, I guess. Probably seen the promos, so I'm not going to say too much.
That's hard when you're talking before the show officially starts on Sunday. I mean, the exciting thing is that, you know, you get to highlight your, you know, what you do around town, which is awesome. But also, I'm really proud of you for putting yourself out there. I mean, it's a very brave thing to do, Erin, because putting your heart on the line in front of all of Australia, I mean, I know it's cute and you get a bit of kudos out of it, but I mean, you are a person, you're a human being first, and very brave of you, very brave of you.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrifying. I think the whole name of the game is to be as vulnerable as possible and make the most of it and really show someone who you are. So if you go into it completely closed off, you may as well not really be there. So, there are some pretty, I think I'm going to be really embarrassed and probably cringing at the TV for the things I do and say.
Have you told your mum and dad and your family? What are they thinking about it?
Yeah, they're fine with it. They knew for a while about it, and they are really proud of me just for being myself and staying true to who I am and making a fool of myself and doing all the stupid things and saying all the stupid things.
I think awkward first dates are difficult enough, but awkward first dates on national TV in prime time is next level. So we take our hat off to you, Erin, and we really look forward to seeing you this Sunday on Farmer Wants a Wife, Channel 7 at 7 o'clock. Thanks so much. We wish you all the best, Erin.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can we talk to you as the series goes on again? Because I want to know, as those episodes go to where, we'd love to get some more of your reaction.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just give me a call.
No worries.
Talk to you soon, Erin. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I have her number, Jenny.
Oh, my God, can you stop it? This sniffing thing is next level. You're creeping me out.